When Mahaprabhu was in Puri, the devotees were with him. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes, explains. So the devotees would come. When the devotees would go, Mahaprabhu would cry after Chaturmas in Jagannatha Puri. Because Mahaprabhu took sannyas, left Navadvipa, and now he was in Jagannatha Puri. Mahaprabhu had so much devotion for his mother, so he wanted to follow the instructions of his mother. That's why Mahaprabhu, he was staying in Jagannatha Puri. So Mahaprabhu saw his devotees and he was manifesting his bhava. Mahaprabhu himself. So much love and affection he had for all the devotees, Mahaprabhu. Navadvipa is a very dear place of Mahaprabhu. Navadvipa Vasa are also so dear to Mahaprabhu. Gaurajan Gauradham. Very speciality of the Bengal. There are devotees in all places, this is true, isn't it? Shastra explains there are many devotees in many places. Devotees are everywhere. Where there is no devotees, there are devotees everywhere. But the devotees of Bengal, they have a speciality. In other places you cannot see devotees like Bengali devotees. Isn't it? In whole earth. I go everywhere in the earth. I see that what the Bengalis have in their hearts. The Bengalis in their hearts, they have so much love and affection for Mahaprabhu. So much. In other places you cannot find devotees like this. So our Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his book Bhajana Rahasya, in the first sloka, he is glorifying Mahaprabhu, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he says one thing. He's saying, in the first sloka of the Bhajana Rahasya, he's quoting this verse, Krishna Varantusha, Krishna. And in the last line, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he adds, saying that Gaurya Vaishnavas are Nijatena. Means Mahaprabhu, he is very dear to the Gaurajan, to the Gauravas. Like Mahaprabhu is very dear, and the Gaura, that means the Bengali devotees are very dear to Mahaprabhu. But just like a mother is very happy to see her son, the same way Mahaprabhu, he, when he saw the devotees of Bengal coming to Puri, he would feel also the same mood. So there are the devotees of Orissa in Jagannatha Puri. There are the devotees of Jagannath. Yes. They are very dear to Jagannath, the devotees of Jagannath. Like Jagannath loves his devotees, okay? His special love. And also Krishna has also very special affection for the Vrajavasis. But the devotees of Bengal, they are Nija Gaura Tena. like they're like their own, like they belong to Mahaprabhu, like this. Like the Bengalis, in a very simple and natural way, they have also so much they think Mahaprabhu is their own, belong to them, like they feel like so much love and affection for Mahaprabhu. They give up everything and they say Mahaprabhu is, they think Mahaprabhu is their life and their all in all, isn't it? Our Acharyas and Goswamis, they speak this. In this way, Mahaprabhu, when he saw that the devotees came from very far to Puri, every year Shivananda Sena would organize that the devotees would come from Gauradesh, from like Bengal, that the devotees would come to Puri. And also Nityananda Prabhu, every year also he would come. Nityananda Advaita Acharya also, the very dear devotees of Mahaprabhu, every year they would come to Mahaprabhu in Puri, and they would come to stay with Mahaprabhu in Puri for 4 months. No, Chaturmasya. So starting like June, July until Kartik. So Asari until Kartik month for 4 months. They used to stay near Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu had so much love and affection for them, so much love. He's saying that sometimes they would stay for 5 months, one devotee told. Even they would come before Ratha Yatra, they would arrive. Gurudev was really pleased. Gurudev at that time, he saw this was completely full of devotees. Who was here in the time of Gurudeva? When Gurudev was here in Mathura Mart, for maybe 8 or 10 days you used to do the Mathura Parikrama. Okay. So maybe some days before Kartik Parikrama we would be here. So we start the Parikrama on Panchami Titi. And for 10 days we'd perform the Mathura Parikrama, and so many devotees from Bengal would come. Even they would put a tent also upstairs for so many devotees on the roof. And everything is full. Huh? No place for? So in the time of Gurudeva, we saw. Gurudeva was really pleased, so much pleased. Anyway, you have come here. I'm so happy. Not every year I'm here. Generally I come only 1 or 2 days before Kartik, but this time I came before. I stay so much Western countries. Anyway, so in the time of Gurudeva, the enthusiasm of the devotees, Gurudeva would become so pleased also, speaking Harikatha, and Gurudeva was going from house to house of the Vrajavasis in Mathura. Every house to house Gurudeva was going. Darshan, Nama, Sankirtan. I'm remembering all. Okay, so yesterday, tomorrow we'll start the Bhagavad Sapta. Tomorrow we'll start the Bhagavad Sapta. Maybe 1 kilometer far from here, not so far. So tomorrow evening I'll not be here, this program, evening time. Morning I'll be here. Morning I'll be with you in the morning time. But during like afternoon this time, evening I'll have in Bhagavad Sapta. In Hindi, Bhagavad Sapta. Those who understand Hindi can go. Others won't stay here. Also, the Maharaj can speak Bengali Katha to you. Every year, generally, I was doing Bhagavad Sapta. Last year, I wanted to do this Bhagavad Sapta, but because of coronavirus, I could not do this Bhagavad Sapta. I did in Delhi, Bhagavad Sapta. It was really nice in Delhi. They arranged so well the Bhagavatam there, the devotees in Delhi. So I would be here for 10 days, so 10 days, so okay, I agreed to do the Bhagavata also here in Mathura. Okay. So let's speak about the Bhagavatam's glories. One time Devarishi Narada was speaking with Bhakti Devi. Bhakti Devi herself told her life history to Narada Rishi. She told her life history to Narada Rishi. So this is the glories of the Bhagavatam. This katha is very famous in the amongst the glories of the Bhagavatam, the story. I do my pranams to Lord, who is the embodiment of Sachidananda. He is the cause of the creation, maintenance, and destruction of this world and everything. The jivas of this world, they are suffering adhyatmic, adhidevic, adhibhautic. The three miseries of Maya. We are suffering and burning in these three miseries. All jivas in this material world, they are suffering and burning in these miseries. What are the three miseries of Maya? Adhyantik, adhidaivik, and adhibhautik. Like sometimes our own mind is giving us some distress. This is adhyantik, adhibhautik. Other jivas are giving us distress. Maybe you're bite by a dog, bit by a dog, or bit by a snake. So other jivas, they give us some suffering. Then this is adhibhautik. Adhidevik is when demigods give us some suffering. Demigods become angry with us. It rains a lot, or maybe it rains so little, like drought. Yeah, many natural calamities. So the demigods, they become angry. Then we also need to suffer. For example, now the coronavirus is going on. Now slowly it's decreasing. The coronavirus is decreasing. So all these diseases, this great pandemic, actually this is coming from the demigods. Demigods are angry. That's why this is happening. But how to deliver from these great sufferings, from this distress? Mahaprabhu told in Kali Yuga, the way of deliverance is to chant holy names. In Kali Yuga, there is no other way. By karma, jnana, and yoga and tapasya, the jivas cannot get the highest benefit. The best benefit for the souls is Nam Sankirtan. So there are four yugas: Satta, Treta, Dwapara, and Kali.
Dapare Paricharja, Kalu, Hari,
So for yugas, the jivas of Satyayuga, they were always meditating. But in Kali Yuga, it's not possible to meditate. The people of Data Yuga, they used to perform five sacrifice. But in Kali Yuga, it's not, we don't do proper five sacrifice, so many faults. In Dwapara Yuga, how to attain God? Through archan worship. And then? In Kali Yuga, by Nama Sankirtan, we can attain everything. So in Kali Yuga, in Satya Yuga, the fruit that you would get by meditating in Satya Yuga, or the fruit you get by fire sacrifice in Treta Yuga, or the fruit you get by Archana in Dwapara Yuga, you can get easily in Kali Yuga by Nam Sankirtan. So in Kali Yuga, Bhagavan is seeing the terrible condition of the living entities. So he's giving everything to them through the holy names. Bhaktivinoda Thakur told him in Kirtan, seeing the suffering of the living entities, Swayam Bhagavan, he put all his potency in the holy names. And by holy names, you can get everything. You don't need to do anything separately. So, the fruit that you get, actually the fruit you can get in Harinam is even rare, more rare than the fruit you could get in other yugas, especially because Mahaprabhu, he appeared in this Kali Yuga. He came to give something that was not possible in other yugas. Nobody gave in the other yugas this what he came to give. This was the special mercy of Mahaprabhu. In Kali Yuga, everybody has so many faults. Like lust, anger, greed, envy. We are always busy looking at each other people's faults. The human being Kali Yuga. So what is the symptom of the human being Kali Yuga? We always seeing other people's faults. We don't want to see our own faults. Shambhatsana Prabhupada in Anubhasha commentary of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he describes the day that you start to see your own faults. In that day, do not see other people's faults, because you'll see your own faults. So that day you start to see your own faults. So in the Anubhasha, Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada explains. But in the Kali Yuga, human beings want to see other people's faults only. So Guru Maharaj told, when we chant holy names, actually this finger, index finger, is called the index finger. Like the index finger we are using to chastise others, punish others, chastisement. So the four fingers we can use in service in the chanting of holy names. But this one finger index you have to keep outside the bead bag. So when you chant holy names,
সেই জপমালাটা নিজে দেখুন আমার কিভাবে না আর এই অমরটাকে বাদ রেখে দিই
So put the finger outside, the index outside, because the actual index finger is bringing so much fight and quarrel, because you're chastising people, punishing people with this index finger, like pointing out, like telling people off. So old finger, index finger, don't have any job, stay outside. But Bhagavan, okay, he gave this finger, you have to have some service for this finger. So Gurudeva told, you can, when you chant holy names, instead of pointing out your finger, you point inside, like you point to your own chest while you're chanting. When you're chanting, holding the bead bag, you should point out to yourself, you know? Then you're pointing your index finger to you. This is the seva service. You can do it for index finger. So don't see others' fault, but start seeing your own faults. My Guru Maharaj used to say this. So when you chant holy names, don't point out your finger outside like to others, but you should point into your own chest, seeing your own faults. Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, this kirtan is so beautiful. Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur showing so much humility. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is Kamala Manjari. He is a very, very dear Sakhi, Manjari of Srimati Radhika, Kamala Manjari. Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself, he told who he was. He told, my name is Kamala Manjari, he told. My age, like everything he told about himself. My service is Karpur Seva, offering camphor. But you see, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching us. How? He's saying, my life, I've always sinned all the time, sinning. I didn't do any punya karma, pious deeds. There's no one sinner like me. I was doing everything for my own selfishness. So beautiful, beautiful bhav in this, isn't it? So you can use your index finger in service, like pointing out to yourself. Because everything God gave, right? So everything can be engaged in God's service. So don't point out your finger to others, but point out your finger in yourself. In this way, you're serving with your index finger. So in Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu came to give something that in other yugas you cannot get. This thing Mahaprabhu came to give. Brahma Shiva tried to get this prem, and they had to do so much austerities, and still they couldn't get this. They are trying to get the foot dust of Srimati Radhika, and even Brahmaji. We are going there. Where? Which place? In Barshana. There is one place called Brahma Parvat. Brahmaji is there in the form of a mountain. Vishnu is also there to try to get the foot dust of Srimati Radhika at his feet. It's Vishnu Parvat, a mountain, Vishnu. So when we go to Barshana, Sakrikor, we'll go to Sakrikor. So Dangar, Mangar, all these places are there. So there are two mountains, Vishnu Parvat and Brahma Parvat. So Brahmaji himself to try to get the foot dust of Srimati Radhika, he manifested there in the form of the Brahma Parvat, one mountain. Also when you go to Nandagram, also there is Nandishara Parvat, means one mountain that actually Lord Shiva himself, he manifests in the form of a mountain to try to get the foot dust of Krishna's lotus feet also. So Shastra explains, Brahma, Shiva and great demigods, they are trying to get this very rare thing. And this Prem Mahaprabhu is distributing, giving this in this Kali Yuga, giving. How? Through Nama Sankirtan. No need to do anything else.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Brahma Guru of prayer.
Maybe a question will come, and maybe a question will come. If even Brahma and great demigods could not attain this, so we insignificant jivas, full of lust and anger, ignorance and illusion and so many things, and envy, how can we get this highest prem? How is it possible for us in this context? Mahaprabhu has an inconceivable potency and he's giving of this inconceivable potency. Just like a father. A father's wealth he can give to his son. He gives to his son his wealth. So father gives this wealth to the qualified son. But if the father wants, he can even give to the unqualified son. The father can give to whoever he wants because it's his wealth. So sometimes I tell one story regarding this thing, a very beautiful story. There was a king. He had a lot of wealth, one king. And he had four sons. So when he fell sick, so he called his sons and told, in few days I will die. And I have so much wealth and now I want to give to you my sons. But I will give to a qualified son, the one of you who is qualified. Sons told, okay, father, okay, whatever you want. Father king, right? He told, okay, let's see who of you are more qualified, is the best qualified, the most qualified. Okay. So how you decide who is the most qualified? So how to decide who is the most qualified? Because the king would give all the wealth to this best son, most qualified. So the king told, look, you are four brothers, four sons. I'll give 1,100,000 money, 100,000 like rupees, suppose, to each one of you, 100,000. And after 3 months, you do business or whatever you want to do, and you come back, and I'll see how much you got money, a profit from your investments. Okay, so he gave 100,000 to each son, okay, for them to do business, invest in business. So after 3 months, the oldest son came back and told, oh my father, okay, 100,000 you had given to me, so this 100,000 I'm giving you back everything. And the other 300,000 I got profit of 300,000. So how much the first son got actually total 400,000 rupees. 100,000 was the capital investment, so he gave back to his father, and 300,000 was what he profited. Father said, oh, very nice. Father was really happy to hear all that. And he said to his oldest son, oh, very nice. Okay, so the second son, okay, father asked, what did you do? Then second son told, oh, my father, 100,000 you had given me, take back. And I also got 200,000 of profit. So total he got 300,000. He got. Father said, wow, also very good. Then the third son, and father asked, what did you do? Then the son told, oh my father, I'm not so intelligent like my older son, older brothers. I cannot make so much money as my older brothers, but 100,000 you had given to me, I give you back. And also, I actually profited 100,000. Like, I doubled the money. I doubled the money you gave me. So, he gave in the back, he gave 200,000 to his father. Okay, so, oldest son got and gave back 400,000. Second son, 300,000. Third son, 200,000. Okay, so, oldest, then the second, third. But the fourth son, like the youngest, was sitting far. He was old, terrible clothes, like dirty clothes, big beards. The youngest son, dreadlocks he was wearing even in his head, hair. Very thin, linen thin. His eyes, like you come inside the globes, very thin. Look like really skinny and sick. His clothes are not proper, full of holes. He was even stinking. So the father said, come here, I gave 100,000. What did you make with the money? What did you make out of the money? So father was calling again and again. Son came, took the feet of his father and started crying. Father told, tell me, I gave this 100,000. What did you make with the money? Tell me. And then the son told, father, I've wasted everything. In Bengali, they have this exception. Gohara means like Sarvahara. Maybe I lost everything. It was ruined. I don't have anything, not even to eat. Then father told, tell me everything. I had given 100,000. So what did you do with this money? Father asked, tell me. Give up your shyness and be honest with me. Give up the shyness and tell me. Open your heart. Then crying, he said, oh my father, 50,000 rupees I spent in the brothel, prostitute place. And then father said, okay, and the other 50,000, what did you do with the money? What did you do with the other 50,000? Okay, 50,000 went to the brothel, spent with prostitute. So did a very bad thing. He said, oh my father, I really misused this money. And the other 50,000, I saw one place, they were having like a lottery play, like dice game in this, like near the Himalayas. Casino, yes. Like a casino. So Guru is saying, I've seen, I've never been to these places, like this, how to say, there's some wheel spinning, and you bet in some of these things, and then if the wheel falls in the thing you bet, then you get the money. So, the son told, I spent also 50,000 in gambling, so I don't have anything else now. So he took the feet of his father, crying, oh my father, I'm so unfortunate, my intelligence was deluded. The jivas in this world, they are wandering this material world, and if you come in bad association, it's very hard to come out of the bad association, isn't it? So the son was crying, youngest son crying, oh father, what to do, what did I do? This is my misfortune, my bad luck, I'm so unfortunate. So seeing the cry of his son, the father's heart melted. Father told, don't worry, my son. Father told, to his son. He gave a beautiful cloth to his son. If his own father, if his own hands, the father gave bath to the son, bathed the son, gave him a beautiful cloth like a dhoti, like bathed him and then dressed him. So they remember, there are the three sons, the older son, middle son, and the second son, like the third, before the youngest. So the other three sons, they were angry. Why father is giving so much importance to him? He went to the prostitute house, the brothel, he was gambling. He did so many terrible things and completely... Like in Bhagavad Gita, Apichat Sudaracharya, really terrible, horrendous deeds. So the other sons were saying, we did hard work, we got 300,000 profit, like the older son. And the other son, yeah, I made 200,000. And the other said, oh, I did 100,000, like we did hard work and we got so much money. And then, but our youngest son, he destroyed and wasted all the money of our father. He doesn't have any character. He's evil, wicked. He's completely stupid nonsense. And why father is giving so much love and affection and respect and honor to this stupid nonsense brother, son? So father didn't say anything, but he saw what the other sons were saying. Father saw but didn't say anything. Then the father told to his youngest son, I'll give you everything I have. King told, he told his servant to go to the chest, like the safe where he's putting all his money in the like one wardrobe, one place, one cupboard. He had like a chest, so he told, give to everything to my youngest son, everything. He's stupid nonsense. But he gave all money to him. So the other sons, the other three sons, they came to the father and said, Father, why not us? Then father told, look, you have intelligence, so you can like handle yourself. You can handle your own life. But after I go from this world, what this youngest son will do? So that's why I'm giving all my wealth to the youngest son. And also at the same time, I'm also giving his good intelligence to him. I'll arrange sadhusanga for him. So the king told. The king arranged for sadhusanga for the youngest son and also gave all the money and the wealth to him. So what is the meaning of the story? So these four sons of the king, actually they mean Satya, Treta, Dwapara and Kuli. So these four sons, four yugas. So in Satya Yuga, people used to meditate. But in Kali Yuga, it's not possible to meditate. You chant to Sinti or Gayatri mantra, Om Bhur Bhuva, and then you fall asleep. You fall asleep. You cannot meditate in Kali Yuga. In Treta Yuga, also so much prayer sacrifice. But in Kali Yuga, you cannot do properly a fire sacrifice. Why? Because the ingredients of fire sacrifice, you cannot get proper ingredients. Can you get pure ghee? How to get the pure ghee in Kali Yuga? Pure ghee. Everything is like mixed and like contaminated. The pure ghee from the pure cow and everything, pure milk from the pure milk, everything. But they even mix so many things, even if the rice and so many things. So the cow is eating grass and giving the milk, but actually they put so many chemicals already. They give chemicals to the cow. Anyway, everything is mixed. How to get the pure ghee, how to get the pure milk even. So the other day we set for a fire sacrifice and somebody brought the camphor, and the camphor was not even burning, like it was not catching fire in the camphor. So I asked, what is this? The camphor is not catching fire. Generally the camphor catches fire, but the camphor was not catching on fire. Because like actually was not a pure camphor, an original camphor, you know, this is Kali Yuga. Or maybe sometimes you're heating the ghee and the ghee is not even changed, not in, means actually it's not pure ghee. So can you really get the proper ghee for Christ's sacrifice in Kali Yuga? And you cannot even get the pure Brahman in Kali Yuga also. How to perform Christ's sacrifice? The ingredients of perfect sacrifice are not proper, and also to find a proper Brahmana who follows all behavior is also very rare in Kali Yuga. So in Kali Yuga, no fire sacrifice. Chalu, chant holy names. Orchan also, puja, to worship properly the deity also. Prabhupada used to say, who is in the Thakurji altar? I didn't eat banana. So one person was offering very nice banana to the deity. The pujari was offering very nice banana. But he thought, after the puja, every brahmachari will take banana, I will not be able to get the banana. So the brahmachari inside the altar, he, after offering to the deity, he ate the banana inside. Inside the altar, he sat down and started eating the banana. And then in that time, somebody asked, like from outside, hey, who's inside the altar? And then the pujari said, I didn't eat banana. But nobody even asked this, but he was like feeling guilty, you know, like this, the thieves, they turned themselves in, like themselves, they say that what they did wrong. So Prabhupada used to say this story, who's in the altar room? I didn't eat banana. So in Kali Yuga, even archana you cannot do properly. But in Kali Yuga, Nam Sankirtan.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Look, Ajamil, only Ajamil Pakhanta, you have shravan kori chhe.
You have heard the story of Ajamil. Ajamil, he was super sinner. He was staying with, like, illegally with women, and he was doing so many bad things. But he gave to his son name, Narayan name. And in the time of the death, he remembered his son. And see, he attained Vaikuntha. By Namabasa, Ajamil attained Vaikuntha. So in Kali Yuga, the glories of holy names are so much. So the fruit you can get in Sata Trita Dwapara, you can get in Kali Yuga through the holy names. That's why in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata is saying, why will eat, sleep, drink, so walk, you chant holy names. If you're eating, chant holy names. When you're also bathing, when you're in the bathroom, taking your bath, also chant holy names in that time. So whenever you're drinking, walking, sleeping, whatever you're doing, if you're pure or impure, doesn't matter. You know what? Whichever circumstance you are in, chant holy names. There's no rules for chanting holy names. So in Kali Yuga, God put all His potency, in His holy names. God put all His potency in holy names. Hari, so holy names is higher than Shri Hari. So holy names is higher than Shri Hari. So Bhagavad Ramachandra, he went to Lanka to deliver Sita Devi. He went how? By a bridge made by monkeys. He was walking on a bridge. But Hanuman, how he crossed the ocean? Just by the strength of holy names. So all the Shastras explain the glories of the holy names. We must have so much faith and steadiness in the chanting. So the more you chant, then you feel so much happiness in your heart. And also all your sins will be destroyed. In the end, you'll have the darshan of Bhagavan. So this is the second verse of the Shikshastaka, telling the glories of the holy names. Especially Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's giving so much mercy to us. He's giving so much mercy. The great magnanimity of Mahaprabhu. Like Krishna, he's giving prem, but where? Inside Vrindavan only. He gave prem to the creepers, to the trees of Vrindavan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Gaura Hari, he gave prem in Vrindavan, this is true. He gave to everyone. Mahaprabhu actually, even he gave the prema only for those who saw him already got Krishna prema, even those who saw him from far. Mahaprabhu is so merciful. He gave prema everywhere, Mahaprabhu, not only inside his dham, but everywhere. So the Mahabhadanta, the great magnanimity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is described in the scriptures, especially in the Kali Yuga, the glories of the holy names. Mahaprabhu gave a necklace of Nama and Prema, like a garland of holy names and love. Nama Prema. So the living entities of this world. Just like a garland. So Mahaprabhu is giving us this Nama, holy names. And in this way he's giving Prema. In other yugas, by holy names, you could get maximum to mukti with holy names in other yugas. But in Kali Yuga, you can get Krishna Prem with holy names. Actually, Braja Prem is not an ordinary Prem. Even a higher Prem than Vaikuntha. A higher Prem than Vaikuntha is Prem of Ayodhya. Dwaraka Prem is higher than Ayodhya Prem. And then Mathura Prem is higher than Dwaraka Prem. And better than Mathura Prem is the Prem of Goloka Vrindavan. The love that Mahaprabhu has given is not Vaikuntha Prem. Is which Prem? Goloka Vrindavan Prem. Mahaprabhu himself told, I came here to give the medicine which can destroy Maya. This S can take this Mahamantra which can destroy the disease of Maya. So this wealth of Prem of Goloka Vrindavan is coming through Nam Sankirtan in this world. This prema Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving to everyone. Like whoever he would see, he would give this prema to that person. Who can be more merciful than Mahaprabhu? Whoever would see him, whoever he would see, he would give the prema. And that person who saw Mahaprabhu, also, he was also delivering other results. So, the speciality of the holy names in Kali Yuga. What time is Arati time? And the pujari will ring the bell. Okay. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavatam starts with Nam Sankirtan, in the middle also Nam Sankirtan, and in the end of the Bhagavatam also speaking about Nam Sankirtan. In the beginning, the middle, and in the end Nam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
সাধু সঙ্গ, নাম সংকীর্তন, ভাগবত শ্রবণ, মথুরাবাস আর শ্রীমূর্তি, সকল শ্রাবণ সাধন এই পাঁচের মুখ্য।
So we have to do these five activities, and if you do a little bit of them, you'll get Krishna Prem. So five activities amongst the 64 limbs of bhakti. Like all the limbs of bhakti, you have to do with sadhu sangha. Like you have to chant our names in the association of the sadhu. Archan, whatever you do, like these five main limbs, archan, also maturavas. Matura Vasa, Matura Mandal means Braja Mandal. Matura is not only Matura. Matura Vasa means Braja Mandal. 84 Kosh Vrindavan, Braja Mandal. So the best place is Radha Adipata Vrindavan. The places of Vrindavan which are ruled by Srimati Radhika. We have to stay in those places. Raghunatha Das Goswami says, if you want to enter Shingaras, if you have this eagerness to enter Shingaras, you have to follow three rules. Three rules. What are these three rules? You must have one pointed nishtha, loyalty to the feet of Srimati Radhika. Second, Vrindavana Bas, but where in Vrindavan? The places ruled by Srimati Radhika. At places of Chandravali, like Sakistali, no. And third, have to associate with the sadhus who are always absorbed in his Nivritani Kunjalila of Srimati Radhika and Krishna. I have to associate with them. And here Harikatha from the lotus mouth. Yeah.